The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, cool word guy, check it in. Our Mark is our archivist. Dixon. You got to say Dixon Butts in the morning. It's a trigger word when you hear that, by the way. Hear the word Dixon at all. Weaponized incompetence, that's puss.
I did not make that up. That's another. That's a recognized term from elsewhere. I just looked it up the other day when we were talking about it.
Okay, I thought, I didn't mean you have weaponized incompetence. I mean,
No, that's a recognized term. I can't take credit for that one.
He didn't invent that.
No.
Okay, I'll take that away. But all words are invented because Nick yelled at somebody on Facebook the other day. Said, non-binary is a made-up word. What was your line?
It said, all words are made up. Yeah. Dumb F.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been poking and trolling, but people just do just dumb stuff. There's a picture of somebody put on their picture, just gorgeous white version of Jesus, you know, and it said,
like he was.
I dare people to repost this or something like that. Why don't we talk about this man enough? That was it.
I think he gets a lot of discussion.
And I said, this man was not white, you know. So I got to tell you this.
What is the game behind whatever it is? This is Us. The latest commercial they have is a bunch of people washing other people's feet because that's what Jesus did.
Right. That's gross. I've seen that. That's gross commercial.
And, you know, this organization had enough money to afford a Super Bowl commercial.
Right.
So I'm not really
how about feeding the people?
Unsure what their game is. Or what service they provide.
A Christian country.
Didn't the Pope do that recently?
There
were a bunch of feet lined up, and he washed them all. I think he has to do that daily now.
He's seen a million feet and washed them all.
Footies. Yeah, got to have two syllables in there.
Yeah.
And I washed them all.
The Pope's a foot guy.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, if you like media, read the articles about all the cool new movies coming out for the summer and say, yeah, like that one. That one looks good. Yeah.
I won't see any of them.
Yeah. And then you end up seeing maybe one.
I saw the trailer for a couple of these the other night when we saw Fall Guy, and some of them do look good.
Yeah. Let me run through a few. I won't go through all 24, but Vanity Fair put this out. Hitman looks pretty good.
Who's that?
It's a Richard Linklater. He's the Dazed and Confused director. and Glenn Powell.
That guy's in everything here. He's having a big year.
Glenn Powell is like a philosophy professor, and then his side hustle is he's one of those, he works for law enforcement. You know, like when you call and I want to kill my husband for $30.
He's
the guy that shows up as the guy who's going to kill your husband for $30. And then, you know, you get busted.
Would I recognize the actor?
Yeah, he was in Top Gun Maverick and he did.
Which one is he in Top Gun Maverick?
The hunky one.
Yeah.
Does that narrow it
down? The one that's not Tom Cruise or
Miles Teller.
Right? Or Miles Teller, the other guy. He's also in the new Twisters movie this summer. He just did that movie with Sidney Sweeney that anyone
that
but you.
That was him, wasn't it? Yep.
Yeah.
You'd recognize him.
Okay. Yeah.
I probably don't want to see Bad Boys Ride or Die, but Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
I never saw any of those.
Picking this that corpse clean, aren't they?
No interest in any of that
and,
stuff.
And M. Night Shyamalan.
A ding dong.
His daughter has a movie out. It looks weird, starring Dakota Fanning. Lewis Black is back in Inside Out 2.
I didn't see those.
And not going to be seeing
playing
that one.
Anger, of course.
I saw the trailer for this next one, and it does look good. They showed the full trailer before Fall Guy, the bike riders.
Is it about a bike gang?
Yes, it's about the Mongols, I believe, is it?
Really?
Vandals.
Oh, cool. That
Vandals.
Was good.
Vandals.
Vandals.
Vandals, okay.
Vandals.
Right.
Yeah, but it's Tom Hardy and the dude who played Elvis. What's his name? Austin Butler's
in there. Yeah, Michael Shannon's in it, too.
And Norman Reedus from Walking Dead. Yeah, it looks really good, yeah.
I'll eventually remind of that about a year from now. I'll watch it on cable.
I just watched Band of Brothers again. That's really good.
Again, okay.
I just saw it for the first time, and you're right. It is good.
Yeah.
Is Yorgos Lanthimos, the guy that directed Poor Things? This is another Emma Stone movie called Kinds of Kindness. And it looks kind of weird. Willem Dafoe's in it. Jesse Plemons.
Nah.
Jesse Plemons is great.
I like him and everything, too. But
I want to see that Civil War movie.
Weird movies are too weird, man.
Have you seen Poor Things?
No,
I haven't.
As far as weird movies go, I'm not often in the mood for weird movies.
Just my bank account? Hey, yo!
It was a very interesting story.
Nick once said $700. I offered Nick $700 to quit earlier today. Well, we mentioned that...
he's really trying to earn it.
Nick said he would leave his cubicle job years ago if somebody gave him $600 or told me some guy win the lottery. And so if I give you $700 of your next crap joke, will you leave? And he said, probably. Okay.
Kind of piled
well,
on.
You made it almost 9:30, you know? Right. You made it almost 9:30.
I think Ask like, it was pushing it.
I think the bigger punishment is making
totally
him stay.
That's true.
Movie called Thelma looks good. Comes out in mid-June. June Squibb. They call
great.
It a grandmother vengeance story. She falls for a phone scam, and then she tries to find the guy.
It's not Thelma and Louise related?
No. Not at all.
So she falls for a phone scam, and then she has a particular set of skills?
Right, and then she hunts the guy down, apparently.
I will
is that
find
a comedy?
You, and I will kill you.
Yeah, it's supposed to be funny.
Okay, I can say.
It is a send-up of action films.
Oh.
But with an old woman in charge, right?
Yeah. And then there's the Costner one, Horizon. The
there's
American
two of those.
Segment.
I'll see that.
There's two of those this summer.
Chapter one and chapter two?
Yeah, I think they're like one's in June and two's in August, I think.
Oh.
They're
so,
only like.
Oh, so he's taking advantage of the scripted series to do a movie that way.
Yeah, they're only like
so
6 weeks
both,
apart
huh?
on the release.
All right.
Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F.
Gets back, yeah.
Comes
yeah.
out in late July. Eddie Murphy. Kevin Bacon's in it.
I thought that was a Netflix.
In this one, right, yeah.
Oh, it might be.
It
Netflix.
Might go to theaters first. Though,
it might be. Yeah, it might go to Netflix for theaters for just a little bit.
Yeah, some of these go to Netflix pretty quickly after they hit the theater.
I saw the trailer for this other one, Fly Me to the Moon, too. That looks good. Channing Tatum and Scarlett Johansson.
What's that about?
And Woody Harrelson. It's based around the space race in '69, and
it's a period piece.
They actually in the movie they actually do fake the moon landing just as a backup. And it's like Scarlett Johansson's a marketing chick in charge of faking this and filming it.
Well, that's the original OJ TV movie where they actually did fake the moon landing. And then they were slowly trying to kill off the astronauts. What was that called, Todd? That's where a lot of that started, you know.
Oh, OJ was one of the Capricorn 1.
Capricorn 1,
what's the name
right?
of that movie?
Yeah, they filmed it in a – they filmed them all in a warehouse faking the moon landing.
Yeah.
And then – they had to get rid of the evidence by slowly trying to kill all the astronauts.
Well, so. I think in this one, surprise, Channing Tatum and Scarlett Johansson fall in love.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Good for those crazy kids.
Yeah.
Her boobs pop out?
couple of ugly people like that. Where were they going to find love?
Exactly right.
Twisters is out in middle of July. They call it a standalone because nobody from the previous movie, you know, the Twister, is in this movie.
Nobody.
Well, it's a remake.
Not even Helen Hunt making a cameo? Come on. Yeah.
No.
I mean, Bill.
You think she'd be like
Bill Paxton's
mom,
a bit of a tough.
Nobody's
these
connected
days.
To anybody. Yeah, it isn't hard, you know, other than somebody's kid doesn't show up. None of that.
You think it'd be like the mom?
See, I thought I had
the
read
mom. She's bequeathing her wife beater.
Bequeathing.
Yeah. See, I thought I had read previously.
I mean, bequeathing.
That they said the Glenn Powell character was rumored to be the offspring of.
Those
Bill,
two.
Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt's characters from the previous. The
beater, right. I bequeath.
The wife beater. So you can wear this out and about.
Bo Jackson cards to my oldest son.
Will Deadpool and Wolverine be funny?
Yeah. It'll be, and it'll be hard R rating, I would guess.
Yeah, because those guys are, yeah.
They still call it hard R?
Yeah. No.
The rating?
No, it's not.
It'd be time to update that.
Just after seeing the trailer, it's going to be a very, very solid R rating.
Yeah. They don't say hard R, though. are those guys in the same universe? Because I'm not a comic book geek.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Marvel.
Okay.
It's all Marvel.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I didn't know that Wolverine and Deadpool were in the same universe. I should know that.
They are now.
I like ladies. All right.
They are now. Now, I mean, I know we've told you this before, but of those superhero movies, the Deadpool
I saw the original Deadpool and laughed.
Deadpool 1 and 2 are hilarious.
And the reason I checked out 1 was because T.J. Miller's our friend, and I'm thinking I got to watch 1.
They're hilarious. Yeah. I mean, they're raunchy, dirty.
Raunchy and dirty, right.
Yeah.
And that's the reason I liked them. Because I can't sit the other kind.
And I'm sure that this new one will be very much in the same vein.
Yeah.
You know, it's Ryan Reynolds. He's not. They've set a bar. They can't not fulfill that at this point.
No, hell no. All right. Not at all.
And then the remake of The Crow. I forgot about that one. I don't know how I feel.
I love the original movie. You know,
it's got to be a stressful set.
Yeah, but The Crow was 1994. The original one. I mean, that's a long movie. A long time ago, man. Yeah, they did a Crow 2 after that without him, though, to somebody else. You know.
I would be on edge.
I think they were going to go back and film Rust, the rest of Rust. You know,
is that the Alec Baldwin?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, they were going to go back and film the rest of that, but he's kind of getting screwed.
But I hope we're talking.
How much time did that prop girl get? Did she get sentenced to prison?
Barely amount. She got a couple years at
18
least.
18 months, 2 years, something like that.
And she should have because she. Once the prop lady who puts the bullets in it screws up, end of case. She's the one that did it. I just don't get that. You know. Mm-hmm.
Next month, I hope we're talking with Mr. Skin about a new June Squibb in her movie Thelma.
He just throws.
She
that
whips her cans out in Nebraska.
She does. So it's not on precedent.
No, I think we could already look that one up, Todd.
Yeah. Go ahead. That's your screensaver, isn't
She's
it?
She's ready for full frontal. Come on,
that's
June.
That's your screensaver.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.